The Fox and the Bear Trap. Once upon a time, there lived a little fox named Frenchie who lived in a large and mysterious old forest. The forest was beautiful, with tall trees, colorful flowers, and sparkling lakes. But there was a secret hidden deep within this forest, and no one dared to look for it. One evening, as the sun was setting and the moon was slowly rising in the sky,
Frenchie
decided to get to the bottom of this secret. "I am brave and strong, and I'll find out what the enchanted forest hides," he thought determinedly. So, Frenchie set off, running deeper and deeper into the forest. The night grew darker, and the trees seemed to grow larger and more mysterious. Suddenly, Frenchie heard a faint rustling in the bushes. Then suddenly, a small hare jumped out of the bushes right in front of him.
"Oh, sorry, forgive me, little fox," said the hare, frightened. "I didn't mean to scare you. I'm just a little clumsy."
Frenchie smiled. "Don't worry, little hare. I'm looking for the secret of the forest. Do you want to come with me?" The hare hesitated. "The forest is very spooky at night, but if you're brave enough, I'll come with you." So together they walked deep into the forest. Suddenly they heard a loud buzzing, and as they looked around, they spotted a huge bear caught in a trap. The bear roared angrily, not knowing how to escape.
"Oh no, the bear is in trouble," cried the hare.
Frenchie shook his head. "Don't worry, I have an idea," he said, running to the bear. "Hey bear, stay still and I'll help you." The bear looked skeptically at the little fox, but couldn't help but trust him. Frenchie saw that the trap was made of thick rope. He remembered that he, as a fox, had very sharp teeth, and then he started to bite through the ropes. The hare helped with his small paws, tugging at the knots. After a while, the trap was broken and the bear was free.
"Thank you, my friends," said the bear. "You saved my life."
Frenchie smiled. "You never know when you might need help. It's good that we stuck together." The bear, now free, offered to show Frenchie and the hare the way to the secret place in the forest.
"I know all the secrets of this forest," said the bear. "Follow me."
Curiously, Frenchie and the hare followed the big bear. They wandered through the deep forest until they came to a sparkling waterfall, and right behind the water lay a hidden entrance. The bear carefully pushed aside some branches, and they entered a cave decorated with shining crystals. In the center of the cave stood an old owl, looking wise and curious. The owl spoke in a calm voice.
"Welcome, brave fox and faithful hare. You have discovered the true magic of the enchanted forest. The greatest power in this forest is not hidden in secrets, but in friendship."
The Fox and His Friends. Once upon a time, there was a little fox who lived with his family in the middle of a big forest. His name was Frenchie. Of course, many other animals also lived there. There were hedgehogs, wild boars, owls, deer, beetles, and other animals. Behind the forest was a meadow with cows. Frenchie, the little fox, had many friends. He not only played with his siblings, but was also friends with Tony the hedgehog and Hugo the wild boar. His best friend to this day is Emma the goose. Summer was his favorite season. It was nice. There was enough to eat, and he could swim in the little pond in front of the meadow. Frenchie really enjoyed it. Sometimes, when he could gather all his courage,